Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ben, as a hardcore baseball guy,
mm-hmm.
Do you know the original intention was for Mickey Mantle's name to be said in this instead of Joe DiMaggio?
Really?
But it didn't fit the rhythm.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Because you think about it, these guys were more growing up in the Mickey Mantle era.
Yeah, with Mantle,
with the Mick.
And it just didn't fit the rhythm, the syllables,
the
whatever it would be, the cadence. So they switched it to Joe DiMaggio. You know, where have you gone?
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We're going to get to George Wendt on whether he – matter of fact, let's do it right now. George Wendt on whether – if you interpret it the way I did, we're cutting this down. In his birthday greeting to me on Cameo, whether he read Richie's name and was like, I don't know that guy, so I'm not going to comment or not. That was the impression I had, John. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I got nothing but love for you. You play in the Super Bowl. You're on all these good teams.
I think you're really imagining a scenario that no one else imagined.
This is exactly how I interpret it. He's reading stuff that Amy had written. He gets to your name, and then he skips over it. Let's hear George Wendt.
Oh, my gosh. Morning sports guy on Philly Sportsnet. Wow. Hello. You are royalty, dude. So you're the Cliff Clavin of sports, apparently. And Joe is... wait, his partner. Hang on. Okay. You're known as the Hammer.
He does move right past it.
Right?
He's like, your partner. Okay.
Yeah, I think he didn't recognize Sean's name and just said, I'll move on to the next thing. I mean, how can you interpret it any other way?
I have a theory. Maybe that it was your birthday greeting, so he didn't want to include anybody else's name except for yours.
Could be.
He also, like, I wouldn't expect him to know who John Ritchie is. Like, I think
not.
You're making it this thing where it's like, why would you think that...
Who's a comp to John 20 years ago? Let's just think about that. Who would be from a... not an Eagle.
Like Lorenzo Neal?
Maybe a little more recent. Famous?
Yeah.
A little more
I think
recent.
Lorenzo Neal was maybe a little more famous than John.
And it doesn't have to be a fullback. Just who would be...
Allstott?
No, he's
no,
way more
two
famous.
More famous.
Yeah.
Too famous.
No offense, John.
No offense, John.
No, it's all good.
I don't know.
I think this idea that he didn't recognize my name, yes, he did not recognize my name. He should not recognize
my name. I disagree, John.
You are imagining something here. I think he was trying to read something for your benefit.
Yeah, but...
And then he comes to a different name, and he's kind of confused. He's trying to, you know, make it special for you. He doesn't want to say me.
Could be. I just think of George Wendt as football fan because of the Bears. Mm. So I just figured he would know
because
John
because he
Ritchie.
Played a character. You think,
I think that was
Matt knows every player
synonymous.
On every team.
Plus, one of his best friends pitched for the Boston Red Sox. So,
Do you think your favorite guy from West Wing actually was the president?
He was not, but you know who will be. Let's go to Jordan and Princeton.
Jordan and Princeton, I agree. Could have a shot at being president.
Trivia question. It's not Princeton, it's Trenton. Who found out? I think that he was going to become president. It's either the president or the nomination. Found out when he was at the Trenton Country Club.
Which is a very nice place, by
the way. It is a very nice place.
I've been to a wedding
Who found out that? I think he had either won the election or won the nomination.
Thomas Jefferson.
No. You should be able to get this because he was the governor of New Jersey. He's golfing, and they're like, yo, you're the guy. Nothing. Last century.
Huh?
About Woodrow Wilson.
I didn't know he was the governor of New Jersey.
Oh yeah,
not.
He went to. That's why I'm thinking Jordan and Princeton. He was the head of Princeton.
Ah, gotcha. I knew the Princeton thing.
A brief stop at the mansion as the governor of Jersey, and then he was the president. All right, Jordan and Princeton. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, I live right along the trail that Washington took the troops to the Battle of Princeton, which was the turning point of the Revolutionary War. I'm actually only about a mile from the house where Washington and Hamilton met the night before the battle to plan strategy. How's that?
That's great.
This is a hell of a show this morning. I mean, we are all over the map, and I think the SEC.
We are.
The Sorrell sisters! Yeah, oh, my goodness. Amy from Villanova doesn't live with her mother, does she?
She does not. I just wanted
to make sure. Yeah. I mean, I got to hit on a couple of things. Rapid fire. Lobster and shellfish, if you have to put butter on it, you're getting poor quality seafood. I know the Phillies, but what I really know is Michelin star dining, and I can tell you the right seafood does not need butter. So people that don't like lobster or langoustine, they're just getting the wrong stuff.
Tell them, Jordan.
Amen.
Thank you. Ben Davis.
Yes.
Great work in the booth so far this year. I did have to buy a wider screen TV for your jawline, though.
That's funny. That is funny.
I had a chance to make a nice upgrade there, so I appreciate that. My wife, I was able to convince her. I got to shout out James Seltzer, the best music guy, probably the best producer in sports radio, but easily the best music guy. Eminence Front yesterday just gets me going. You know, I will take that at any time. What else? Oh,
on.
Wild
it's a great
Fork.
Tune.
John Ritchie. John, can you call the Wild Fork people and get them to start shipping to Joe as part of his fitness routine? You know, it's health and exercise through food. Mm-hmm. So I think we got to get him a little bit there. And Joe, I think you've got a great opportunity for the Joe DeCamera annual Memorial 5K to come out of this competition. I think you could take your newfound love of fitness and turn it into an event and raise some money for something you care about. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I mean, it's something
can
to consider.
Can he walk the 5K?
He can walk. As long as he shows up and raises the money, mm-hmm. people will take your check no matter what you do.
Yeah,
right?
But now I'm pumping iron. This isn't just walking, man. I'm, you know.
Well, we'll do like a Tough Mudder or something like that.
I mean, my spotter yesterday said he had a tap out because he said it was too heavy for him.
Oh, that makes sense. Can you think you could squat like with Jalen?
I don't do the squats.
No. Oh, okay.
I need to, though. Squats are my least favorite.
Can you imagine Joe? No one likes squats, man.
No one likes squats.
I like squats.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
I hated squats.
I love squats.
And Ben, respect for you as a catcher, because mm-hmm. that's nothing but squatting, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, 200 times a game, up and down, up and down.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
And that's when you weren't going to one knee for the whole game. Now these guys are on one knee.
Is it a lot easier?
It's a lot easier.
I like Ben just called them weak.
No, they're not weak. It's just a lot easier.
I'm just joking. No worries.
Is it harder to throw from?
Are your knees now bad from doing
that?
No,
my knock on wood. My knees are
great.
In
the world
wow, that's
you
amazing.
That?
You're really lucky really? With that.
Yeah.
I think so. Are you like
I think it's
one
just
of
because it's something I've done my whole life.
Mm. Yeah. But all the other catchers, when you talk to them, when you talk to guys who've caught as much as you have, are they just
yeah,
unable
some guys
to
are banged up. Yeah.
You're lucky, man. Yeah. You're a mutant to be able to come out the
I
other
am lucky.
End of that.
I am very lucky. I will tell you that.
You are a mutant.
Hey, Jordan, give me a big answer for who or what is overrated. I still feel like there's a winning answer out there that hasn't been said.
My last comment is I'm just really happy that Bill Belichick found his Yoko Ono. We can all be pleased that someone's going to come in and take the spotlight and make this guy look like a moron and ruin his legacy, right? That's a really wonderful move on his part. Overrated. I'm saying this from a very personal perspective. Jennifer, my wife, I'm sorry. You know it's my opinion. Theme parks. I just got back from Disney and Universal. Disney's okay. Universal's gross. Theme parks in general, they're expensive. They're crowded. They're gross. Way overrated. Done.
All right.
I think Disney.
I'm going to disagree.
Pretty nice. Like as
I don't
far
know
as
Disney,
theme
but
parks go.
Other stuff I've enjoyed.
I really like them. Yeah. Well, you don't even like.
No, but I mean, I've been to a few things. I've been to Sesame.
Would you say you're
place.
Afraid of roller coasters?
Yes, I'm absolutely afraid. 1,000%.
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters.
But I've been to Hershey Park. I've been to the one.
Love
what's
Hershey
the
Park.
Did
what's
you
the one
ride
by
the Super Duper Looper?
Yeah, I did it one time. Well, I won't do it again.
Great Adventure?
Is that the one?
There's Great Adventure. There's Dorney Park.
What's the one at Williamsburg?
I don't know.
I've been to that one.
Oh, that's
Busch Gardens.
Yeah, Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I've been to that Busch one. Gardens. Like, I mean, to me, even if you don't get on the big rides,
have
it's
you been
fun.
To Wildwater Kingdom at Dorney?
No.
Man,
haven't.
I really
that was
loved
the best.
Those.
Me too.
And I love the parks.
Look,
especially
the parks
when they got
are
the water
answer.
And the rides.
Yeah. So I'm crossing that out.
There's no way I'm getting in water with thousands of other people.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Lots of chlorine in there.
Yeah, okay. I liked it.
Okay.
extra chlorine.
Man, people survive.
Man.
No one dies.
Burn
you. Yeah, we're all good.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. Let's all weigh in ourselves how we would personally vote. Then we'll see how John does on the audience, how they're doing. Which playoffs have you been enjoying more? James, NBA, NHL, or not watching either or either?
I've watched more NBA, and I've enjoyed what I've watched, but I haven't been, like, fully locked in.
Okay, Ben, what about you?
Neither.
Okay, I figured that. And you also had the baseball games. Like, you were very occupied during that time.
Last night in the newsroom, I said, there's a the Golden State game was on. I said, oh, the NBA finals are on?
Oh, man.
They're like, get this guy. No, no.
All right, Rhea, NBA, NHL, or neither?
NBA.
Okay, Richie?
Jeez. I'm guessing...
No, what are you personally?
Oh, NBA for me.
Yeah, I'm NBA too. I think the NBA's gotten off to a great start with the playoffs. Great start.
Yeah.
Now, I will watch the NHL playoffs.
Well, the NHL playoffs
the finals,
are fantastic.
The Stanley Cup, I will watch that.
No one tries harder, man.
I know.
A shift in an NHL playoff game.
It's amazing.
It is as all out. A shift. Every shift. Mm-hmm. Every player, every shift is as all out as can be. Reminds you a lot of Trey Turner playing defense, but yeah. You know, Ben Simmons working on his jump shot.
Oh my God!
All right, John, how do you think people voted?
I'm gonna guess people are so fed up with NBA. Even though the NBA has been kind of entertaining, they're fed up to some degree. So they're gonna vote hockey on that front, and hockey has such an allegiance. It's close to 50-50. So
it's 50, nowhere close to 50. Nothing here is close to 50-50.
All right.
So first off,
70% NBA.
Neither. Not into either. I'm a rhymer. Like Seuss was a doctor.
Nope.
Good try.
Neither 61%. So 61% not digging either sport. 30% say the NHL. 9% say the NBA.
Well, that's very
aggressively
holding a grudge.
But notable that nationally NBA ratings are up. So maybe there's some depression here because of the Sixers stink. And that's,
probably,
you know, reasonable.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
A trauma-free night for our fightins. Four in a row. Now, not saying that they're back, but, and I know it's the Nationals, but it is a step in the right direction.
I agree with that. That's absolutely true.
Hey, Joe, it's great to hear that you're working out. In fact, yesterday I saw you doing your walk workout. I just couldn't understand. Why were you carrying a pizza? Time's yours.
I do feel bad. Sometimes I'll stop and get some naughty food. But I'm actually doing better with that. I'm really watching what I eat.
Sometimes this summer, I want to sit down and have a real conversation of where you guys think Bryce Harper ranks among the best in the league today. Active players, top 5, top 10, top 20. So I'm looking at the numbers. He doesn't even crack the top 50 for me. He's very mediocre to below average. He's not performing, especially for what he's making.
Well, this year he hasn't been, but I'll say this. Entering this year, I certainly would have put him in the top 10. He might not be top 5, but I feel really confident, particularly based on his October success, very confident with him in the top 10.
Why can't this conversation take place? John Middleton speaking. Trey, good to see you. We pay you a heck of a lot of money to be our shortstop. To be blunt, you've got concrete hands. You are going to play the outfield. I hope you take this well. I don't think you're going to sit out with all the money that we're paying you.
So I couldn't really understand anything the guy said. What was he saying? It was bad audio.
He was basically saying that John Middleton's going to tell Trey Turner to move the outfield.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe after the year,
I mean, you know. I feel, you feel like that's doable, right?
I do, yeah.
I don't know why it's not.
I think he could make the, I mean, he's done it before. He'd be fine out there, I think.
I don't know why
it's
seems
just not
like going to
happen.
Part of the problem, though, is moving
not gonna
Johan Joe Jackson Rojas out of center field.
You really guys think that would be a problem?
Headed to the Hall of Fame now.
Shoeless Johan, is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, man, knocking the cover off the ball like that, like that Roy Hobbs. And with that, time's yours. We shut it.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Ben, you said earlier that Schwarber's one of your top five Phil's, favorite Phil's in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your five.
Mike Schmidt, Darren Dalton, Juan Samuel, Jimmy Rollins, Kyle Schwarber.
That was quick. He was ready for that.
Yeah. Seltzer, how about you? Your favorite five Phillies of your lifetime.
Man, I'm not as ready as Ben. Mike Schmidt is definitely on there. He's my favorite as a kid. Dutch is definitely on there as well. Chase would be on there. Honestly, I mean, like, I felt like Bryce was getting there. He might still be there. And I think I would probably put Jimmy in there as well.
Rhea, what about you?
Carlton.
Yep.
Dutch. J. Roll was my favorite, I think. But J. Roll and Ryan Howard, I loved them on that team. And I would have to say Kyle Schwarber's inching into that fifth spot. I just have such trust in him. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
And I like him. He's just a very likable character.
So for me, Lenny's my number one.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I mean.
It's aged well.
It's all adding up.
Probably Lenny, Dutch.
I understand you Schmitty, so much more.
Schmitty. Probably my favorite on the 08 Phillies was Victorino. I just loved the guy.
He's great.
He had so much heart and spunk. Yeah. And then if I had to pick a fifth, let's go with Steve Jeltz.
Jeltzy.
What?
I'm joking. I don't know. All right, we got to quickly come up with a winning answer for who or what is overrated. Frankly, I got to tell you, I think the audience came up a little small today on this one. So, weddings were said, meaning spending so much money on weddings. Reasonable answer. The NBA, although how rated is it? I don't know. Two items of food that I thought were interesting, caviar and lobster. Beat the Hammer was said.
I love
record,
that one.
Yeah. The Beat the Hammer record, I believe, was the answer.
Take it for what it's worth. I mean, things like social media and theme parks aren't going to... Titanic, if you want to consider that. John, what are you thinking?
I thought the Beat the Hammer record was...
Yeah, yep. I think it's clearly the Beat the Hammer record.
Really strong,
it just jumps off the page.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a disgrace. I mean...
Take caution in your tone.
You know? I mean, I... fine. That's the way you feel, then be a fool. Just know this. Last week, when I went 5 for 5, I mean, what are you going to do with that? I mean, what are you going to do? But, okay, fine. You want to be a hater, be a hater. Hey, everyone, so who wins here? That's Dan. Dan's a butthead. Hey.
Hate Did not guy. Expect to hear that on my bingo card guy. Today.
Dan, the next time, you know what you should do.
You should keep your mouth shut.
All right. We'll have a... enjoy the Phils later on, guys. Have a great rest of the day.